Everything that Jesus did, he did in the power of the Holy Spirit. You can just look through the Bible, through his life, when he was baptized, when he began his ministry, all through the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't really know how to explain that theologically, except that I know that he showed us by example. We should not do ministry. We should not go forth in this world without the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When Jesus gathered the disciples and some others, we believe there were about 500 people there, and he told them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching people to observe everything that I have told you." And then he said, "You shall be my witnesses in all of the world, beginning with Jerusalem, then into Judea, then into Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth." But he said this, he said, Wait until you have the promise of the Father before you begin that mission. What was the promise of the Father? That was the fullness of the Holy Spirit in their life. So when he had said these things, he was lifted up into heaven and out of their sight. Well, they were obedient to Jesus. They went to Jerusalem and they waited and they began praying. And the length of the prayer was for 10 days and they waited for the Holy Spirit. But not altogether. Listen to what they did when they decided to do something and not wait for the Holy Spirit. It's found in Acts chapter 1, verse 15. "And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, 'The number of names together were about 120. Men and brothers, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit by the mouth of David spoke before concerning Judas, which was to guide those that came and arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with a reward of iniquity, and falling, he burst asunder in the midst, and all of his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch that the field is called in their proper tongue Akeldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his place let another take.' Wherefore these men, which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning with the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who is surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, 'You, Lord, who know the hearts of all men, show which of these two you have chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go into his own place.' And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." You see, they went ahead and chose a replacement for Judas before the Holy Spirit had fallen upon them in its fullness. So what happened with this decision? We never hear of Matthias again, ever, because it wasn't the Lord Jesus' choice. It wasn't the choice of the Lord. And they did not know that because they did not have this guidance of the Holy Spirit with them. They chose a good man. They chose a man who had been with them from the very earliest days of Jesus' ministry and had walked with them all the way. He was not a member of the inner circle, the 12 that Jesus chose, but he was among those disciples. He was with those 70 that went out and went on the training mission that we read about. He was faithful, good man, redeemed man, but he was not God's man for that job. We must do nothing in this life without the power of the Holy Spirit. If you have not asked the Holy Spirit to come in a great way into your life, ask him today. Let's pray. Father, may the Holy Spirit fall upon me today. Empower me, strengthen me, help me to walk this day. Give me discernment and knowledge of your will for my life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.